Now, what I want you to do is keep that open because we're going to be using that passage in just a moment. Now, there is a number of things that I really love doing because I can do them reasonably well. Coming up on the screen will be one of them in just a moment. This is actually me, believe it or not. Now, has anybody ever done this kind of thing before? It's kind of high ropes in a forest, in a forest, the ropes are high in the trees, and sometimes it's called go ape in this country. This was in France, so I don't know what it's called. Has anybody ever done that and had a go in it? A few. Who likes doing that? Okay, I absolutely love it. I've told you a story about this before, but let me tell you a different story. Now, we took some friends with us, and we're trying to persuade them to have a go on the high ropes. One of them, a young man, his name's Peter, was not very sure whether he wanted to have a go on these high ropes or not. So I said to him, look, you can go with me. I will be with you in everything you do here. I'll just be either in front of you or behind you. You can try with me. So we tried. There was the green run. Now, if you know anything about skiing, the green is beginners. It was about that much off the ground. Wasn't terribly difficult, so we did the green run together. We clipped ourselves on and walked across the various ropes and dragged ourselves across other ropes. Brilliant. Got to the end of it, said, Pete, how was that? Great! Can we do the next one? Yes, we can do the next one. So we go and do the next one. It was the yellow run. Yellow is only slightly above green. But actually, in terms of height, it was about the level of those balconies there, okay? So we've gone up from about there to about there. This is a bit of a leap, if you can imagine. And we were going along, everything was going well, until we got to one which was a bit like this. Well, this is actually, I'm sliding down this one. But it was the other way around. What you had to do is clip yourself on, and then you had to pull yourself hand over hand, up the gradient to get to the platform, the next platform. And so we were there, ready to go. So I said, Pete, clip yourself on. This is what you do. You can see other people doing it before you. And he said, I can't do that. I said, yes, you can. You've been able to do everything so far. You can do it. He said, I can't do that. So I said, I will show you how to do it. So I clipped myself on. I went and looked and came back again. And I said, just like that. And he said, I can't do that. And I said, well, do you trust me? I'll help you. And he went, I can't do it. And he started to cry. And it was really difficult. And so we had to call somebody with a very large ladder to get the ladder up there to bring him down, which was far more dangerous than what he would have been doing anyway. But nevertheless, and he was down on the ground and he wouldn't go on another one. Now, the thing was, I said, do you trust me? And his answer was, no. And knowing me, you probably think that's a really wise, really, really wise answer. Now, we're going to talk about trust, you see, because the passage we've read is actually all about trust. But how do I know that? Well, actually, it starts in the passage before. So here we are. I have got some special prizes. Sorry, parents. I know this is really on PC to feed children chocolate, but it can be an adult instead. It can be fed chocolate if you want to. Okay. So what we're going to do is have a look at the passage that we looked at and look in the verses immediately before the passage. Okay. Now, adults, you've got to give your young people a chance just in case. And if they don't answer it, then it's your go. Okay. But what was it talking about? What was the story in the passage just before? Can anybody see what the story in the passage just before was all about? Anybody got it yet? Anybody read it? Have a look. Come on, young people. What do we think it is? Jesus feeds the 5,000. You are... Round of applause. Now, if I'm going to give you this, you've got to give it to your mum, and then you can have it later, okay? So there you are. Because if you hang on to it now, it'll just be goo by the time we finish. So mum can't hang on to it either, because it'll be goo as well. Okay, brilliant. Well done. So the feeding of the 5,000. Now, if you have a look there in the feeding of the 5,000 story, you will see what the disciples say. The disciples come to Jesus, and they say, there's lots of people here, and it's getting towards the end of the day, and they're all hungry, so send them away to the villages to buy some food. And Jesus says to them, no, I've got a better idea. Can you see what he says to them? It's in verse 18, verse 18. What did he say to them? Okay, did anybody see this? Shall we do another? Go on, what did they say? Okay, well, before that, he gave them another instruction. What was it? Give them something to eat, so you feed them. Now, okay, I've got a bit of an experiment. Okay, who's got clean hands here? Clean hands and pure heart, but who's got clean hands? Well, I didn't have fish because that would have smelt so much. But come on, Archie, come on up here. Okay, I have got a bar of chocolate. This might take some time. Right, okay, so have a look out here. Okay, have a look around. About 270 people here. Okay, one bar of chocolate. Okay, how far do you think you can go with this bar of chocolate feeding these people? You don't know. Give it a try. While you're doing that, we'll do other things. You go. So you've got to break it. Give some out to people if someone doesn't want it. So off you go. You go and do that. Okay, we'll see if he needs any help. If she doesn't want it. Right. Okay. We'll see how far he gets. Okay. But you see, they just went. We can't do it because there's 5,000. If you look at the end of the passage, there's 5,000 apart from the men, apart from the women and the children. So there's probably about 10 or maybe 15 or maybe even more thousand people there. Can you imagine trying to feed it? Now, how much food did they have to feed those 5,000 people with? It tells you as well. Does anybody know this? Come on. Oh, God, you're brilliant. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, okay, that's all they had. And so could they do it? What do you think? Could they do it? Just shout out. Yes. How could they do it? How could they do it? Go on. Yes. That was brilliant. So he said, that was absolutely brilliant. Jesus broke the bread, broke the fish, and it was a miracle. And they all were fed, and there was 12 baskets as well. So there was something that they couldn't do. But you did see that Jesus said to them, you do it, because he wanted them to figure out they couldn't do it. In actual fact, in one of the other Gospels, Philip kind of looks in his pockets for loose change and goes, it would take 3 months' wages to feed that lot. These days, it would take a lot more than 3 months. 15,000 people times a £3 Tesco meal deal is more than 3 months' wages, I can work out. Okay, so it would have taken a very long time. But Jesus did it. Now, there's lots of things we put here which we can't do. So here's a brilliant one. It's hard to wake up in the morning. Brilliant one you can't do. So it's hard to get some people who don't know Jesus to come to church. That's hard to do as well. It's hard to always be honest. That's a good one, isn't it? There's lots more here. It's hard to be patient. It's hard to get up out of bed in the morning. It's hard to say goodbye. There's lots of things it's really hard to do. There's maybe some things you haven't actually thought about are really hard to do. What I want you to do is put down whatever's in your hands just for a moment. Okay? I want you to put your hands together like this. Okay, not like this, like this. Okay. Now, if you can see, can you lift your thumbs? You can, okay. Can you lift your little finger? You can. Okay, what about your ring finger? Can you lift your ring finger if you're doing it? Okay. So I can do that, I can do that. I can't really do that. If you're doing it right, you can't do it. It's one of those things that a few people can do. Okay, oh, it's all gone. Brilliant. So how far did you get? Who got some chocolate? Oh, you did really well. But hang on, what about all these people up here? I think you did brilliantly, though. Give a round of applause. Brilliantly, okay. So there's some things we can't do. And what the disciples had to learn is they had to come to Jesus, to trust Jesus. Now, do you remember our memory verse? Do you remember our memory verse? Okay, so here we go. Okay, Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. I've got it down here so I can do it. I think, Ian, it's probably on the slide if you want to do it. Okay, if you remember our memory verse, all those things that we can't do, what we're supposed to do is turn to Jesus, look to him to help him. It says, may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Okay, so all those things we worry about that we can't do, what does God want us to do? He wants us to turn to Jesus and put our trust in him. And when we do that, then it's only then can we have the God of peace who gives us peace and great joy as we trust in him. It's really important. So there's lots of things that we can't do, but what about the things we can do? Well, now we're going to get to our passage, the bit that we read. You see, here's the second spot prize. What did Jesus tell them to do? This is not the spot prize. I'm going to do it in a minute. What did Jesus tell the disciples to do then? What did he tell them to do? So have a look in verse 22. So what did Jesus tell the disciples to do? Anybody can see. Okay, adults. Oh, we've got one. Oh, you've already had a spot prize. Whoops. So I can't give you that. Okay, anybody else? Right. If we've got no young people answering, this is that. Oh, down here. Okay, what did you tell them to do? Go on. Sorry, say it. I have to shout out. I can't hear. Oh, that's the memory verse, yeah. But what did Jesus tell them to do in the story after he fed the 5,000? What did he tell them to do next? There's somebody right up top. Is that who's that? Is that Karen? No, it's not. Go on. Yeah, okay. He told them to get in the boat and to go out to sea. This is yours. Okay, I'm not going to do that now. But we come up afterwards. Right. He told them to get in the boat and go out to sea. Now, here's the spot prize, okay? Here's my spot prize. Could they do that? Could these disciples get in the boat and go in the sea? Have a think about who the disciples were and what they did for a job. Do you think they could do it? Yeah, we think, okay, we've got that. Everybody's got it. I haven't got enough cream eggs for that. Okay, they could do it because there were three of them at least who were fishermen, weren't they? So they did it all the time. Now, we have got here, so I've got... I need some volunteers. Come on, volunteers. I need at least three volunteers. Okay. One, two. Oh, I've got the whole Boyd family. And I need a few more volunteers. Okay, you are in the boat. So get in the boat. Okay. I have some sea. Ha ha. Right. Now, what I need is I need a few more volunteers to make the sea happen. Okay, oh, we've got a few. Okay, brilliant. Come on up here. Let me move all these other things out of the way. Right. Now, so Lydia and Bethany, if you go that end and pick up the that end of it. Okay, if you come this end. Okay, now, they're in the boat. You've got to make the sea as rough as you possibly can, okay? So you might have to stretch back a little bit just to give yourself some space. That's it. Whoa, be careful of the edge there, Lydia. Right, okay, they're currently drowning, but never mind, you get the idea. Okay, so they went on the sea, and initially it was nice and calm, and they went across, but then the sea started to get rougher and the wind started to blow. Now the trouble is, you see, because the wind was so strong, they couldn't use the sail, so they started to row. Okay, so you lot have got to row. Do you know how to row? Okay, yeah, row, brilliant, okay. We've got some rowing, okay, we've got this going on. And they started to row. Now, how long did they start to row for? Well, actually, they probably started about 7 o'clock in the evening, and then they went on to about 8 o'clock, and then they went to about 9 o'clock. Do you think they were tired? Yeah. Then they went on to 10 o'clock. Then they went on to 11 o'clock and to 12 o'clock. They were exhausted by that time, but they kept on going. They went on to 1 and 2 and 3 o'clock, and that was the third watch of the night. Then they started getting towards dawn, and they were still not getting anywhere across the sea. They were absolutely shattered. Now, what do you think they ought to have done? Any ideas? What had they just learnt before? What had they just learnt before? When they were doing the feeding of the 5,000 and they couldn't do it themselves, what had they just learnt? Okay, trust in Jesus, to go to Jesus. Okay, so what should they have done? They should have gone to Jesus, didn't they? Now, this is really interesting, you see, because there's things we can't do and we think, oh, I've got to trust Jesus for that. But did you know there's so many things that we can do? which we actually really need to trust Jesus for. But we're just like the disciples, aren't we? We go on and we think, I can do this. I can do this. And we try and we try and we try. And we go on trying and we don't turn to Jesus. But what happened? Does anybody know what happened next? I do need one more volunteer. Anybody, any other volunteer? Go on, Ethan. You can be a volunteer for me. Okay. Now, okay. So do you know what happened next? That's a difficult question because I've given you no hints. But you'd get it. I know you'd get it. Okay, what happened next was Jesus came walking in the water. So this is the difficult thing because you've got to make the water go and you've got to walk on it. Okay, do you think you can do that? Okay, we'll give it a go. We'll give it a go. Go on. Ah, there you are. Round of applause. Okay. Now, I want you to see what happened here because Jesus was walking on the very thing that they couldn't control, he was controlling, and the very thing which they were afraid of, Jesus walking all over it. Jesus had power over everything that they were afraid of. And so Jesus came to them. You know, there are things that we can't do, we trust God in, but it's the things also we can do that we need to trust God in every single day. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. And so in everything, we've got to come to Jesus. Now, here's the exciting bit, the last bit, okay? Because what does Jesus want us to do then? He wants us to step out in trust, okay? So it's no good just knowing that. We've got to do something about it. So what happened is Peter decided that he was going to try and walk on the water too. So we need one of the... Go on, come on, Archie, you're going to go. Okay, so Peter decided to walk on the water. Okay, here we go. Can he do it? Yes, he can. Okay. Now, so who was he trusting in? Well, at the moment, probably in the floor, but never mind. You know who he's trusting in? Jesus, that's right. Now, here's my last spot prize. When Jesus was walking on the water, when St. Peter was walking on the water, he looked around and he saw that the waves were quite rough. So we've got to have rough waves. So if you've got tired hands, you're doing brilliantly. Waves were quite rough. And he looked at the waves. What happened next? My spot prize. Go on, Karis. He started sinking. He did indeed. He started sinking. Okay, you can start to sink. You can't sink then. I'll let you go down. Give our helpers a big round of applause. They were brilliant. Thank you ever so much. Thank you with a C. Okay. Now, we often think, well, Peter, he made a real mess, didn't he? But he didn't. Because he did what we often don't do. When we think we can do things, we carry on doing them by ourselves. And even when we see that Jesus can do them, we don't step out trusting in Jesus. We still kind of trying to do it for ourselves. Now, Peter then made a mistake, didn't he? Because he saw the winds and the waves, and they were so big that he didn't keep his eyes on Jesus, didn't keep on trusting Jesus. But he was learning, wasn't he? He was learning to trust in Jesus. And maybe we know the Lord Jesus is our Savior, and we're going through life, and we sometimes make those mistakes, don't we, where we try to do things for ourselves, and we make it very hard for ourselves because we forget that Jesus is the one who's in control of all these things, and we can trust in Jesus. It doesn't mean that we're not in the storm sometimes. But it does mean that Jesus is with us in the storm, and we have to go on trusting him. And so what Peter learned, of course, he did the right thing. He shouted out, Lord, help me! And Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and they went into the boats, and the whole storm was calmed. But he was stepping out, learning to trust in Jesus. Now, if you are a believer, if you're a Christian this morning, you've come to trust Jesus as your Savior, then the rest of your life is a journey of learning to trust him in lots of different areas of your life. And sometimes we don't step out when we ought to. And then there are other times when we do step out, and then we forget it's all about Jesus, and we start trying to do it for ourselves, and we start to sink a bit. And what have we got to do? We've got to learn to put our trust in Jesus. And so this morning, how do we learn from God's word? We learn that Jesus is over all the things I can do, and all the things I can't do. And in every single thing, I've got to learn to trust Jesus and actually step out trusting in Jesus. But there's one more thing this morning. Maybe you're here this morning and you've never started to trust Jesus in your heart. You've never asked him to forgive you for the wrong things you've done. You've never asked him to be Lord of your life. Now, I've got one last little illustration. I need somebody, Tim, can I just get you up here, because you're going to be up in just a moment anyway, just to hold this for me. If you come around the back of it here. And right. I have got in here, I have got some eggs, okay? These are real, genuine eggs. And, right, now, and so if I put this in here, what will happen? It will sink, won't it? Okay, so if I put it in here, what will happen? Okay. What is the difference? Well, actually, I'll tell you what the difference is. If I lick my finger, I could tell you. That is full of salt, and the salt water keeps it up. But you see, the thing is, that egg is actually floating on the salt water. It, if you like, it's trusting in the salt water. So it's there. And what we've got to do is, in our lives, you know, you can still be in this part here where you're not trusting in Jesus. And what Jesus wants you to do is to put your trust in Jesus, so that both now, for all the wrong things we've done, we trust that he, when he died on the cross, will forgive us for all those wrong things we've done and make us clean and take us to be with him one day in heaven. But also, in every part of our lives, trusting in Jesus, he transforms and changes every part of our lives. Doesn't mean we're not going to go through the storms, but it does mean we can know Jesus in the storms as we trust in him.